drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mom needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina loves me.
Neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your parenting skills are crap.
Hey, hey, people. Welcome back. We're live again. Episode 13 of, you know what you listen to.
I thought you were going to say, hey, hey, playa.
No.
Don't like it when you say, you can't pull that off. Was it the hey, hey, or was it playa? It was the playa. Yeah. No, don't say that.
Don't hate the playa.
Hate the game. Yeah. Yeah. Hate the podcast.
Hate the podcast.
Don't hate the podcasters. Hate the podcast. Lucky 13.
Well, welcome back, Angela.
Did
so
I go somewhere?
Since I've talked to you.
3 seconds before the microphone went on?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Stop touching yourself. Why do you always have your hand everywhere?
I got to adjust stuff.
Why?
Stuff
you're sitting
adjusting.
There.
It's like creases and there's folds and
there's
things
disgusting.
That lay on other things and then they get sweaty and sticky.
Creases
you got to move it
folds.
Around.
What's folding over?
There's like
it folds on itself?
Stop. Not, no. Testicular area.
God, areola. You're sitting there.
Wriggly.
How much adjusting do you have to move? You're not even moving. It's not moving.
Yeah, but
you're not moving.
If it sits there, it gets sweaty and sticky, and then I gotta go move around.
It's called underwear. Wear it.
Well, no thanks.
It should. People should know that you're actually in your pajamas right now. You're
yeah,
not
I'm
wearing jeans
pajamas,
without underwear
yeah.
because ew. There's no going of the commando when we're in regular clothes, just when we're in pajama pants. And full disclosure, I'm in pajama pants and I am wearing underwear because I like underwear and it keeps things contained.
Not even a minute in, we're talking about junk or trunk.
But it's interesting. This is how we keep the listeners.
Yeah, well, the listeners love hearing about
junk.
Our privates and, you know, poop stories.
I don't have a good poop story, but you found a poop emoji pillow today. You should have bought that. Where did you see it again? Was it
HMV? It was the poop emoji, but it was like a cushion.
His master's
I still
voice.
Wanted to get it. It was like $20. So.
Poopy voice.
Like $20 for a cushion.
$20.
I've never bought a cushion before.
No, Gabby saw a donut one in Toys R Us the other week, and that was $20.
Oh
well.
Yeah, she showed me that today.
Oh,
too.
Did she?
Yeah. It was like weird, like kind of jelly, a gel sort of
yeah.
feeling to it.
I think she related it because it was two different donuts and
yeah,
on each
two
side.
Donuts and one showed me another.
A Shopkins one,
like
one or
yeah.
something.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. But neither of them really bugged me for it. I thought it was kind of cute,
yeah.
but...
Where would we put a cushion?
It's supposed to go on your bed. No, cushions. It goes on your bed. It goes on your bed. Those silly, ones.
They put throw blankets on their pillows on their bed.
I know, that's weird. Then I have to wash the blankets more than the pillowcases.
Gabby doesn't do that anymore, does she?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't
Gwen
notice.
Gwen still has that blue
it's
one.
It's gross. Oh. I need to wash that more often.
Why? Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Perfectly good pillow underneath that.
And they don't even use their comforters either. Perfectly
no,
good
they
comforters.
Use their Disney, whatever, monogrammed.
Frozen blankets.
Frozen blankets. Oh, Lord.
And then don't use the... those things get dragged around the house
Disney,
a lot.
Disney.
Your paycheck should just be made out to directly start, to Disney.
I gotta start obsessing about something manly and force you guys to do, take part in this manly thing.
Tell everybody about the manly thing you did today. And I'm not talking about putting
coerced.
A new lock. You were not
I was,
coerced.
I was,
there was
a
no
gun
coercing.
Held to my head.
There was no coercing.
There's sex withheld.
There was not coercion. Nothing was withheld. I said to you a few weeks ago, I'm going for a pedicure. And you went, cool, can I come too? True story.
Well,
you're full of shit.
No,
you're full of shit.
I don't think I said that.
You pretty much did. There was no coercion at all. It was not my idea.
Well, see, I thought it would be like we'd be together doing it.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Well, you never told me that.
But then we were gonna watch. Someone had to watch the kids.
And we didn't
whatever,
have anyone to watch the kids. Well, you didn't tell me that we were gonna. You wanted to do it together. I would have tried to find a babysitter if you wanted to do it together.
It doesn't matter. My masculinity is gone. Yeah. What it was, whatever was left of it, is
it wasn't
gone.
Much. Went the way of your hair.
I had a pedicure.
And then you documented it.
Yeah, I
had
her take a picture
her
of
take
me
a picture
with these
and post it on Facebook.
Booties on with a paraffin,
paraffin
wax or whatever it is on my feet.
Reading a Lulu magazine.
Yes. having my cucumber lemon water.
Even I didn't go for the water.
It's just delicious.
I didn't go for the water.
So refreshing.
Oh, my God. You liked it.
I was sitting there reading like Reader's Digest and some travel magazine. Oh.
I didn't read anything. I didn't pick
up. You sat there and chatted?
Yeah. Huh. But I'm chatty, so it's fine. She and I just chatted the whole time.
Oh, I can't stand it. It's like getting a haircut and the lady talks to you while you're getting a haircut. And I'm like, shut up and cut my hair, bitch.
There need to be more men in this industry because then nobody would talk to anybody.
I had a man cut my hair last time for like first time in like who knows how long.
And I bet he didn't talk, really.
Not much.
Well, all he could hear was all your knuckles dragging on the ground.
And my hair with his fingers.
Ooh.
And then he trimmed my pubes.
Oh, stop it. Fuck off. Oh my God.
So went in there, sat down, gave me my water, soaked my feet.
Yep.
Put some lavender oil or whatever in the water.
Oh, yeah, did you get a smell? Oh, yes. Did you smell?
She's like, close your eyes.
I know.
And smell my cunt.
Stop it.
Smell my fragrance.
You had three to choose from?
Three or four?
I had three to choose
from.
Vanilla
was the first one I could tell right away. She told me who chose that one.
I did. I liked it.
I was like,
yeah,
that's Angela.
Thanks.
Second one was...
like patchouli or something.
It was like parfumery, minty or something, right? Yeah. I was like, yeah. And then the last one was the lavender.
I didn't mind the last one. It was, yeah, but as soon as I smelled the first one, I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. Yeah.
So she put that in the water.
Yeah.
Soaked in that.
Yep.
Then
it goes in the mask they put on your feet. Did she brush stuff on?
Yes.
Yeah, that went in there.
Brushed it on. And then she shaved some calluses, which I didn't have much of.
Buffed.
Or whatever. Pushed my cuticles back, which was a weird feeling.
Yeah,
it's like a slight bit of pain, but then it was gone like right away.
Yeah.
And then filing some nails a bit.
Yeah, I don't like the filing part. That kind of creeps me out.
She didn't do much because I got my nails like 2 days before.
And I told her that too, that you had done it.
And I showered too. I didn't want to go there with like stinky rank feet. So I had a shower beforhand.
Which everyone appreciates, but then you go and put your feet in the water anyway, which gets rid of the gross stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. then she put the paraffin wax on.
Which, of course, I didn't get.
Which was in a bag. And she put the bag over my feet and then the booty cloth towels. Cloth booties over my feet. Oh, Lord. I'll post a picture on our Facebook page. What it looks like.
That was funny.
Yeah, that's about it. No, she had her cleavage out. Fucking massaging my fucking feet and calves. Like, only if Angela's here see this. She's so jelly.
Really? Because I had the same girl.
Yeah.
And the whole time, this is how much of a non-lesbian I am. I didn't notice her boobs at all. Not once. And she was in the same position that she was with you, and I didn't notice her boobs at all. So that's how non-lesbian I am. And that's just a typical male thing, so whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so I'm less of a man.
You weren't much of one to begin with.
I had to do something else to build up my testosterone levels.
Like what?
Hunting.
Oh, like please. Shoot a gun. You'd shoot yourself in the foot. You would.
No.
You would.
My video games I play that where I'm shooting guns.
Yeah, okay. Good luck with that.
Oh, so yeah, that's pretty much our day. I had a friend over.
Yeah.
We're babysitting her. Even though she's like 30-something-ish. There you go. I don't know. Her kid was at some party, so she came over and hung out with us. Had some lunch, whatever.
Yeah, it was
nothing
fun.
Exciting, yeah.
It's good. It was a nice, quiet-ish
spotted
a
little
day.
Her daughter over. She's like,
whoa, going to be two at the end of the summer.
Yeah,
I know,
she was cute. Starting to jibber-jabber.
Yeah, she was very talkative.
She went all over the place playing with all these toys that she could put in her mouth.
No, she didn't, though. She didn't put anything in her
she
mouth.
Didn't, yeah. No. She just tried to escape through the front door a couple times.
And the back
it.
Door.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And climb over everything. That was fun.
No, she's well behaved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. Let's see what happened. What? We've been gone 3 weeks now, right? 3 weeks?
I don't know. I don't
something
keep
like
track.
That. I do.
You good know, for
if
you.
Don't do one. See, I'm not very social, so I need to do this to...
To do what? You still just talk to me.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to the masses, or the two people that listen.
The handfuls.
So what did we miss? Mother's Day was a little
last
while ago.
Sunday, yeah. Last weekend.
Congratulations, Mother. I don't know. So, how was your Mother's Day? Did you enjoy it? Did we do enough for you? Or well, not nearly enough?
Well, you didn't buy me anything. We bought me anything.
Well, we agreed that this Mother's Day, Father's Day thing is not really a gift.
I didn't really ever
like kids doing the stuff for us. Say and that. Making like breakfast, which I made you.
Yeah.
Homemade holiday sauce. Yeah. Eggs and whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kids made you some artsy stuff, right?
From school, as usual. Yeah. Cards and some butterfly thing. I still don't know what the hell that is.
Pardon me.
I don't know what that's supposed to be, but it's some arty thing and I'll have to keep it out.
You'll have to cherish it.
Yep. I'll have to cherish it.
If they see that thing in the garbage, they're
going
to.
It's not going in the garbage. It just might not be displayed prominently.
Won't go in the fridge.
It's not a magnet. It's like a hanging thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. It's and colorful.
Gabby made that.
No, that was Gwen.
Oh, Gwen says she's good art stuff. Okay.
It's fine. It's a butterfly
it's
with
a butterfly
sparkles.
With things on it. Right.
Shit on it. I don't know. But then when it comes with this hanging thing, I said to her, what are you supposed to do with it? I don't know. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, hang it.
Hang it where? From what?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was fine. It was nice. Yeah. As long as my only request is I don't have to cook that day. So you people make me food or buy me food. I don't care where you get it. As long as I don't have to prepare it.
Yeah, you should sit, relax.
Yes.
Eat your bonbon. Yes. Drink your coffee.
Yes. Shouldn't have to do the dishes like I did. Shouldn't have to do the laundry like I did. And
you
then
volunteered.
I go to you. I did not volunteer. I did not volunteer.
I didn't ask you to do any of that.
You know, but you certainly didn't jump in and do it either.
Of course not.
Well, it's Mother's Day, so I shall remember that on Father's Day. Oh, by the way, the grass is really long. Or how about when I looked at the floors at one point and went, boy, they could really use a sweep, but it's Mother's Day. And you went, it's okay. They'll still be dirty tomorrow. Fuck you. True story. You could have just done it. Yeah.
No.
Did we do some gardening too?
Yeah, I always pulled some weeds.
Oh, Christ, I weeded too. Oh, I did way too much work on Mother's Day.
You have no one else to blame but yourself.
This is true. Yeah, this is true. No, it was fine. It was nice. Yeah, good. It was good.
Okay.
Moving on.
So Father's Day.
Print, check, to gate. Moving on. Whatever.
Moving on. All right. So what are you obsessed about still?
Our house is more secure-ish.
Yes, we upgraded our security.
Upgraded. We had none.
Well, whatever. Bought a new lock, new double cylinder deadbolt thingy.
Yep.
Security cameras we got. Yay! Now I can spy on solicitors. Or
oh, we got the no soliciting sign, too. You know, solicitors
whatever.
Are technically
people
lawyers.
To front door.
Yeah. So basically, if you still knock on my door and you're not UPS or FedEx or Purolator or the pizza delivery guy, then I shall open my door and tell you, point at the sign and say,
oh, yeah, we want signs
get the
no
fuck off my property and slam the door. That's that goes for those kids that sell those overpriced chocolates, too.
Oh,
so
they
like,
better not come to the
fuck
door.
Fuck off.
Oh, yeah.
I can't read. Yeah. Oh, I'm raising money to read.
Yeah, I know. What is solicitation?
No. Yeah.
It means get the fuck out.
Yes.
Get off our porch.
Exactly. So we'll
see
if that
works. $5 almonds.
Oh, God. You know, those boxes used to be bigger years ago. The chocolate used to be better.
Yeah, I got sucked into that a couple months ago on my route.
and last year when they came out of our house.
I was living in this hair salon place and this lady and her daughter were in there with the chocolate almonds.
Oh,
right?
God.
And the mother's like, okay, why don't you go ask the UPS guy? Oh. I'm like, oh, fuck me. So she answers, and she's lucky. I had money in a truck. I got like a tip that day. It was like once in the fucking blue moon I get one. It's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I got money in the truck. Okay. I'll be right back. Or just, no, follow me at the truck. I'll give you the fucking money.
Yes, follow the strange man to his truck.
Well, the mom's coming too.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then how many of those chocolate almonds came home?
None.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So no money came home and no chocolate came home.
Nope.
You fucking suck. So anyway, I guess we'll see what happens next time someone dares to ring my doorbell who isn't delivering something that I've ordered. Let's put it that way.
be fun to spy on them.
Yes, it is the fun. Cameras, yeah.
You found another obsession. You're freaking Disney again. You're insane with your Disney crap. Just keep adding.
There's a whole Facebook world that can tell you that you're the only one who's nuts because they're all.
Now you're into obsessed. Disney blind bag
Lego minifigures.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
I've got trading them.
Yes, it's I'm like, trading them. It's like Shopkins for adults.
Cards. They're like Pogs or whatever.
It's like Pokemon for adults.
Oh, God. Adults? Really?
Adults. Yeah. Adults. What are you talking about? Who else
little
is doing
things
it?
Lego. Kids.
We're the ones buying it.
Oh, God.
I don't want the whole collection. There's a couple more I'm missing, and then I'm good. I don't need all, I think it's 14 or 15 of them. I don't need all of them. There's a couple I'd like to get. Couple more.
So, have you traded any?
You
got doubles or whatever?
So far, me and Katie traded. We did a straight trade each other. And then there was a lady online in Ontario who had ones that she and I both wanted. So we're doing a trade with this lady.
You're shipping Lego.
Yeah. 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 Well, actually, Katie's buying two from this lady, and then I'm doing a straight trade. So I mailed mine to her, and she's mailing all three to Katie. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So no money changed hands with me and this other lady.
Okay.
And then Katie bought two from that one.
But you
got to
be pushed.
It was like $1.90. I'm still ahead, I think.
Jesus.
It's fine. It's fine. And then I bought one from Fred Meyer the other day, which was a waste on two levels because A, it was a duplicate, and B, it was $3.99 American. So that was the most expensive one because that's like fucking $4.40 Canadian.
So what are you going to do with these once you have a whole set?
I'm going to get a shadow box from Michaels. They're on display. I put them on display. They're on sale at Michaels later this week. I'm going to see if I can get a shadow box.
Okay.
And keep them out of the prying hands of my 5-year-old who keeps pulling the fucking things apart. Excuse me, what am I looking at? All the top of your desk.
Yeah, I know, that's why I said that.
Yeah, like, exactly. Thank you. Thank you. What did I buy you this week at the Disney store?
You only bought this for because it's on sale.
And in case you didn't get that.
Well, who doesn't get that?
A lot of people. I wouldn't have, probably.
What?
I don't watch Star Trek or Star Wars.
What?
Whatever, Star something.
I don't know what R2-D2 sounded like.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Yeah. So I'm looking at your thing of toys here, and you can just
They're
chutty.
Figurines.
So
not
are
toys.
My Legos. They're figurines. They're figurines. I snap at the 5-year-old to stop playing with my figurines.
What?
Yes. She's not allowed to touch them. She keeps pulling them apart, little bugger. Peter Pan's hat doesn't sit on properly. If she touches it, it keeps falling off. These things are
the
picky.
Toys. Let the kids play with the toys.
I don't let them play with my Big Bang Theory Lego either.
No, because you have that up high where they can't reach.
I can barely reach it, which is why it's not dusted. I can just think about the layer of thick dust that's on Raj right now.
Oh my golly gosh, what's this dust all over my hair?
He really doesn't sound like that much, though.
Yeah, no.
He sounds more British than
that. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny when he tries to do an American accent, too. Anyway, yeah, so that's my latest obsession. Cut, print, check the gate, moving on. What's next?
You'll be like buying coloring books or something next.
Mm-mm.
I saw.
I draw the line at the coloring books. I hated coloring as a child. I can't stand it as an adult.
I saw a Game of Thrones coloring book.
Of course you did.
HMV.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought about it for a second. I was like,
yeah. And you said you
saw.
Can
be relaxing to color and stuff, right?
Ugh, no. Not to me, it's not.
No?
It's annoying. Because if I go out of the line, then I'm pissed. And I would go out of the lines because I'm not that detail oriented. I'm not that detail oriented. You said you saw a pop-up map, too?
The books are the. Is it like a book, pop-up book?
Okay.
With the location and stuff, but you can actually fold the book out.
And does it look like it when on the credits, the opening credits? Because that looks like a pop-up book from hell.
I think so, something like that. Yeah.
God, yeah. You're like a pop-up book from hell.
$15. That's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
But I don't know where I'd display this whole thing opened up, right?
No.
Space for that, unless you're like some mount on the wall. Oh, oh, that'd be cool. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, damn it.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Put it right there on the wall. Oh, okay. Maybe next weekend.
No, we're busy next weekend.
What do we do next weekend?
Flying to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, that.
Well, on Sunday anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, we got a luau planned and fucking...
Yeah.
Nothing adventurous, though.
Well,
because you guys suck.
There's small children. There's age and height requirements. Then take them back when they're teenagers. They won't want to do anything with you anyway.
Like, zip-lining things.
Can't
they can
do that. Two children are too young.
I saw someone that they could do, but it's so expensive.
It's stupid expensive.
We gotta find something.
What?
I don't know, we gotta find something to do, but like that's not through like some organized, like fucking.
Drive around the island and find stuff.
So it's not going to cost $100, a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, just drive around the island and find some locals to entertain us.
Try and get the kids to do the snorkeling and get their face in the water.
God. Ugh. Yeah, all right. All right, we'll try that.
They'll be like, cloth, cloth. I can do one there in the bath. Yeah, I need a cloth. Right. So I'm washing my hair. Cloth.
Here,
cover my eyes with.
Seaweed. Yeah, that's not going to work. Jesus. It's not going to work.
I mean, if I could... Maybe I can convince Gwen to go and tell her that there's fish in the water that will eat bread if you give it to them. Like we went on that when we went to Mexico, we took a little kayak out off that island.
Oh, that banana boat thing? What?
Yeah. No, it was a little kayak.
Okay.
And Gwen dumped some bread in the water and all these fish came up, started biting at the bread.
Oh, okay. All right.
She thought that was cool. So maybe if I say this was... Same fish in this water here. Why don't you have a look? Maybe she'll put a face in the water.
Yeah, maybe.
Not freak out.
Oh, well, one can hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, one can hope. Oh.
Again, you guys suck.
Why are you lumping me in this?
Okay, if you didn't have kids, what would you do in Hawaii?
I would snorkel. I snorkeled before.
You didn't snorkel when... We went there last time.
I snorkeled the trip before that. You just weren't there.
And you didn't come in the water.
Because I'd already snorkeled there. It was Hanauma Bay.
I'd
already been there.
I've seen snorkeling. I know
what I'd already done
like.
It before.
Fish look better on my plate.
Yeah, exactly. I'd zip line. But yeah. I can zip line here, too.
Yeah?
So why don't I just do for it and pay for it in Canadian dollars?
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
What's holding you back?
Who's looking after your fucking kids? Because our babysitting options
they can come and watch.
Suck. That's the only thing.
They probably
stupid
won't go on it.
Fucking kids. Lack of stupid fucking
Gabby
babysitters. She's too young. They won't let her.
But she could
and
go
she
on.
Won't go. But she won't go on. This is why I'm trying to explain to you why she won't go on the Tower of Terror at Disneyland. And
she climbed. She had that birthday party she went to, and which was like this climbing area.
Yeah.
She climbed up. Took a little courage to get her up there, but then she loved it. Up and down,
yeah,
up and down,
she
right?
Yeah, she did.
So she might like
but that's like 3 feet off the ground. A zip line is
that
like...
Wasn't 3 feet. That was like 10, 15, 20 feet.
Okay, it wasn't that tall.
Yeah, sure it was.
And no, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Fine, let's just say it was 15 feet. A zip line is a little higher than 15 feet.
Yeah, wasn't it like... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to be the people where they're like, yeah, no, sorry. They stop the ride and say, sorry, you need to get off because your kid is screaming too much. And they do that.
Really?
They do that at Disneyland.
The Tower of Terror, you have no time to get kicked off.
Yes, they do. You do. If your kid is screaming there before the ride starts, they will stop it before it actually gets going and they will remove you from the ride. Because I had friends that happened to.
Well, that ride, that specific ride, once it gets going, it's going.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about the beginning of a ride before it does get started. Yeah. And if she starts freaking out at the very beginning of it, then they will remove her.
Yeah, we'll see.
She's not going on the Tower of Terror. She's not going. She's not.
We'll ask her.
No, we will not ask her. We are not taking her on the Tower.
She's a grown woman.
She is 5 and she will freak the fuck out. I'm not taking her on the Tower of Terror. It's not happening.
So I thought Gwen would figure out stuff like that, but she was fine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's different.
She's 2 years older.
Yeah, well, that matters. And she's taller, too. Forget it. No. I'll go in the teacups like 12 times.
Oh,
she's
God.
Not.
Fuck the teacups.
She's not going on it. We're not asking her. She's not going on it.
It's up to her.
She will freak the fuck out.
Show her a video. See if
exactly. I showed her the video of the Matterhorn, and she ran away crying.
Matterhorn isn't that.
Exactly. I showed her the video that someone had taken of the Matterhorn, and she ran away crying and said there was no way that she was going to ride on that.
If she watches being Gwen Guana, then she might.
She won't.
We'll see.
She won't. I'm not letting her through that.
Woman.
I'm not putting her through that. Forget it.
It's not like it goes up and down a lot.
I'm not putting her through it. End of. I'm not getting kicked out of Disneyland because.
I get kicked out of Disneyland.
You want to bet?
Yes.
Forget it.
Whatever. Well, it's up to her.
It's not. It's up
yes,
to me.
Yes, it is.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
It's up to me.
I'm the parent, too.
No.
I'm not?
No, I do the parenting.
Does Maury Povertz have to something to say about
I
this?
I do the parenting. You do the I'm your best friend bullshit. I'm the parent and you're the friend and it's bullshit. You can't be friends with your five-year-old. You're the parent.
I'm friends with all kids.
That's because you don't have any grown-ass friends of your own.
You know when kids like wave at me when I'm driving the truck?
Exactly. Children, you don't have any male friends. You have children friends. Children like you. I don't know why. Because you look like an ice cream truck, probably. Oh, he's going to bring us ice cream. Oh, it's just a box from Amazon.
For you, huh? Same color as a truck.
Consistency. Dead air. Yeah, go.
So Gwen's, fucking Gwen's growing up too fast now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's learning some things from us. And repeating them. Mostly from you, though.
Yeah, she flips a good bird.
She's a great bird flipper.
She is. She's got
some bounce
pizzazz.
To it.
I know. Like, boom. Like, yeah. Wow. And that was... She actually hasn't done it.
Double finger. I can't...
What? Double finger?
Hold on.
She was very proud of her live long and prosper hand the other day. I made her show that to you today.
Yeah, she does it pretty well.
Yeah.
She fucking stuck her middle finger out the window upstairs a couple days ago.
There's nobody seeing out there. You can't see from
the
bedroom window.
I know, but like, it's my world.
Yeah, but she hasn't actually done it to anybody.
She knows not to say do this stuff and say it's about sweats.
Yeah, no, she just leaves it for us. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
And then how about when you came home?
Farting.
Oh, my God.
Pushes these farts out, just like you. You push farts out.
Yeah, but she's the... Oh, like you didn't do that this morning? You did that, too.
I don't push.
You did. You totally did. Oh,
okay,
my God.
Occasionally. But Gwen is like,
I'm like,
oh, you're going to poop your pants, lady.
She can fart on command. It's disgusting. She's the worst farter in the family, hands down.
Yep.
Hands down. Yeah. And then how about when you got home from work the other day and her little line there? So you get home from work and you ask her.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Ask her how's school. Did you learn anything?
No. So you said, how was school? She says, good.
Good. Yeah.
And you said, did you learn anything?
Did you learn anything?
She says, no. And then you repeat. Are you sure you didn't learn anything?
Nothing new at all?
And then she turns around and says to you, how about you learn to shut up?
I'm so proud of her.
Not our finest parenting moment because we should have just like, what the hell did you just say? You don't ever know. But instead we were like, oh my God, that was too funny. Yeah, you gave her a high five. Yeah.
Awesome.
And then you Facebooked it. So... Yeah, if you want your child to learn bad things, bring him to our house.
poor Lauren. She's going to...
No, we did nothing bad.
Left this house with some...
We did nothing bad in front of her today.
No, yeah.
But it's just that. These one-liners that Gwen comes out with. And like without missing a beat, how about you learn to shut up?
She's just naturally witty.
Oh my God. And see, every other person I've told that story to was like, oh my God, did you like punish her? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no. I was too busy laughing.
She's got to stand up for herself.
Like, not to us, though. To like the assholes on the playground, not to us. Oh my goodness. Yeah, all right. Bad influence. Anyway.
That deserves an allowance raise.
Oh, I forgot to give her allowance today. Oh, well. If you don't ask for it, too bad for you.
$2.
If you don't ask for it.
There's no value of money yet.
Too fucking bad.
But Gwen, oh my God. Gwen is like so mature sometimes and then like so immature.
Oh, fuck.
She still sucks her thumb once in a while.
Yeah.
She's like 7 and a half.
Almost 8.
I always have to like pull her finger out of her mouth. Like, dude, you're fucking old, right? The only thing you should be putting in your mouth is food.
Yes.
Because I'm sure your thumb doesn't taste very good. Seeing as you have your hand in your pants every.
Exactly. So knowing often. Where her hands are half the time, probably tastes like ass.
She washed ass. She had her used a hand sanitizer like 3 times in the mall today.
Well, that was all right.
It's a little much.
I don't care. That's good. Because then she'll go to the bathroom and won't wash her hands. But they actually, I took them to the bathroom today after we left you at Pedicure Land to go to the grocery store. And they washed their hands in the bathroom. So that was all right. So definitely, they were a lot cleaner today.
When the ice cream, though, they managed to get it all over
what
the
is
face.
What is that? Like, they're messier than when they were
Gabby
three.
Gabby ended up with like a goatee.
Hitler stash.
Like
Jesus
goatee.
Christ.
A chocolate ice cream goatee.
Yeah. They're messier now than when they were little.
I know.
What the hell?
And then Gwen just cries over stupid crap.
Oh, that's getting really annoying. I know.
We tell them, okay, it's bedtime. Gwen's like, oh, come upstairs to me. Come to me. And Gabby's like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, okay, gotcha. Like
Gabby's more mature than she is sometimes.
Yeah, but then the maturity part of Gwen, like, please and thank you comes easily to her, whereas Gabby, you're like hanging on to something until she's like, thinky! No. Come on now. Like, the other day, I gave her, before school, Gabby wanted a waffle, and I handed her the plate, and I'm staring at her, and Gwen's looking at me, and she knows what I'm waiting for. And Gabby's not looking at me, and I said, and Gwen leans over. She's waiting for you to say thank you. And Gabby just looks at me, and I'm just like, you're welcome. And Gabby goes, uh-huh. my next move should have been to,
give me attitude.
This is pour the fucking plate on her head. Oh, shithead. Kids need to learn respect. Respect my authority.
Okay, Cartman.
So what else is going on? Is that it? Anything else going on? Nothing?
No, not much. Mm-hmm. What's coming up after vacation?
End of school. Oh, fuck. And our school district is getting... Yeah, you have Father's Day, and then you got the day off because kindergarten's doing something for Father's Day. So got a day off then and Father's Day that weekend. And our school district...
Better than the friggin' preschool Father's Day thing I went to last time.
I can't comment on it. I have no idea what they're doing, so don't look at me.
It's exercising. Part of it was the exercising.
Well, then last year at Sparks, you had to work, so I had to go to the Father's Day thing at Sparks, which is like Brownies, Guides, Scouts, whatever the fuck you want to call it for the little ones. And I had to make a goddamn bird feeder.
Cool.
And the fucking thing fell apart.
Well, obviously it's you.
Eat a dick. You're welcome, asshole. You never used it, and then we just eventually threw it out. Because you're shitty like that.
We don't get birds around here.
I know. We don't have a tree to stick it in.
We got one tree.
Out front.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then our school district gets out for summer vacation like earlier than anyone else around here.
Oh, really?
Like almost a week earlier than everyone else. And you think they can go the full whole day of that? No. An hour early dismissal. Just go the whole fucking day. So, yeah, we get out like on the Thursday, and other schools are not getting out until like the Wednesday and Thursday of the following week. Fuck me. And school doesn't start again until like the 6th of September. So, like, the longest school vacation, you know, except when they were on strike, of course.
But won't you enjoy having all this time to spend with the kids?
No, I'm enjoying sticking them in summer camps and ignoring them again.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to come home to your kids alive or dead?
Right,
not at all.
In front of me.
Yeah, well, still hell of a lot better than your mother. I could set them on fire in the middle of Times Square and I'd still be better than your mother.
My mother raised me.
Your mother raises... The only thing she raises is the beer to her mouth and the joint to her mouth. Nice. All she raises is everyone's blood pressure.
Whatever.
So, yeah, school is almost done. School's out for summer. What the hell did you do to your arm?
I scrape it all the time.
It looks like track marks.
I get all these dings at work on my body.
I thought you were the
knuckles,
ding bat at work.
Arms.
I thought you were the knuckle dragger. So, oh, and then, of course, at the end of summer, the last week of summer, we're down in California.
Yeah, we'll talk
Disneyland
about that later,
and Universal.
Later podcast. When
and then it'll be closer. September again, and you can kick them out the door again. Yay! Well, let's see if they survive summer.
So when do you want to separate them from their bunk beds, put them in separate rooms?
I would do it now, honestly.
Now?
I see, look at all the crap. Toys we're looking at right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
All
office,
this shit
all
is going
toys.
Up in their rooms. It's going to
yeah,
be
yeah.
split behind. The, this is all out of here and it's going up in their rooms.
So Gwen wants to move out of the big room into the smaller room.
Because she wants to change the paint color.
Yes,
she doesn't
yeah.
yet realize that she's going into a smaller room. All she knows is that if she does she want the pink bedroom, which is what the big one is
yeah.
now, or does she want to move into the other bedroom and paint it?
Yeah, she chose kind of a light bluish.
A light bluish,
color.
Oceany, you know.
Yeah.
Beachy theme.
Yeah, I thought she wanted some other color. She said red last time.
It won't match with that dresser.
Yeah, whatever.
But that dresser won't match with much.
Yeah.
We didn't choose a very good color with that.
Oh, so it's got white.
I don't think it came in white.
Yeah, everything comes in white.
No, not at IKEA. It doesn't. There's barely anything that comes in. It's all birch. Birch.
Oh, yeah.
Or black or dark espresso bullshit. Vanilla latte bullshit. But it doesn't come in white, ironically. Very ironical. But honestly, I mean, I'd split them up tomorrow, but I don't think they're going to go for it yet.
That's in that room. Well, my man cave. I want to have a man cave.
It was your idea to get out the paint colors today. Pick out
yeah.
the paint colors. You're
yeah.
not thinking this through very well, are you?
I'd never think anything through.
No, you don't.
I just
which is why we're in this
act.
Predicament.
Oh, really?
This predicament.
My idea is just have kids. I just acted.
Acted. Yeah, your job was over in about 3 seconds. Then it was mine for the rest of the 9 months.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it on my crotch. Jesus.
Well, then move it. But, yeah, I don't know when they're going to move. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Yeah, Gabby doesn't want Gwen
no.
to move.
No, she doesn't.
Gwen wants to, kind of wants to go, I guess.
I think she does, yeah. Because she was listing off what she would take with her.
Yeah.
I have too many stuffies.
Like
I can't take them all.
City or something.
Oh, I know. Like, you're going to get a suitcase and pack up.
I'm going to take some of my stuffies. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take that dresser. And
then there was a discussion
the calendar.
Of the calendar. Yeah, she's going to take the calendar. And then there was a discussion about the bookcase. Well, can't we cut it in half? No, it doesn't work like that. No, it doesn't work like that. So you
yeah.
just, it's going to mean spending more money, right? Because and then we got to
yeah.
buy another dresser. And then we got to buy
paint. We're putting all that shit that's already in that room.
All your shit that's in that room, yeah. To build an addition to the house. What?
Let's just bring the stuff back down here.
I guess so.
Until your mom is...
not there.
In a better place.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on. This doesn't get any better. It doesn't get any better than our place.
No. Exactly.
Nope.
Build an addition onto the house then.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Enclose the backyard. big screens between the house and the garage. And enclose the whole thing.
Hmm. Don't forget cover the whole backyard.
No outdoor space whatsoever. But it'd be indoor-outdoor space all year long.
Well, then,
like a screened-in porch.
You won't get much light in there because you have fences right on either side. A small yard. You got fences either side.
Yeah.
And even if you put a roof on top, you're not going to get much light in there.
No. Make it a retractable roof.
I feel like it's like a glass roof or whatever.
Yeah. There's a couple neighbors in the street that have those.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate cutting the grass, though. So
be nice to get rid of it.
Just got the fake turf.
No, I don't want to get the fake turf.
No?
No. It's. Have you seen his next door? It's not aging well.
No, I haven't really looked.
It looks more fake now than it did when you first put it in.
Yes, it is.
It's weathering.
The fading? Yeah, maybe.
It's fading.
You might be right.
It's fading.
I should have a look at
because when he first got it in, it looked pretty decent. Pretty good,
yeah. I felt.
Yeah.
I put my bare feet on. I felt fine. It wasn't like scratchy or anything.
But it's scratchy now, and it's fading. And he's still got issues.
It wasn't cheap, apparently.
It wasn't cheap. And he's still got issues with things growing through it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Like,
yeah.
Nothing stopping.
Yeah.
You know, weeds were trying to poke through.
No. And then so where the where it ends here, their edge, and our grass begins, it's like grass is on our side of it, and it's all long, but you can't get the lawnmower on that side of it, so I'm like pulling grass with my bare hands. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't know what
to do. I don't know why he did it out front. I think it looks kind of dumb.
Should we put a deck out there?
Yeah. But then it's like stained. Do you stain the deck? Do you weatherproof it? Deck comes with its own set of issues.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain in the ass.
I don't know.
Yeah. I say just
sell our house for.
For what?
$200,000 more than we paid for. Like
$300,000. Thank you.
Yeah. That move.
To where?
To Mission. I don't know.
With more land.
Yeah.
You don't want
to. Or lawn cutting.
You then you can get a ride-on lawnmower. So you don't want to cut the 2x2 that we have now, but by all means, let's move to Mission and get 3 acres.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the commute if you lived in Mission?
Oh, Jesus.
Shit. Yeah. I don't know. I've got to do something now. Sucks.
Yep.
Take it all out. I still like the screened-in porch idea.
This, I don't know.
It'd be weird.
I don't think the city would go for that.
Yeah, because it would be almost so like adding
that,
on
that,
to...
We watch that TV show where they're renovating houses, and the city always has problems with doing something to the house.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd probably get in trouble or have to tear it down or something.
Like, just like we bought the friggin'...
A fire pit.
Fire pit.
Out. Which we can't burn. Use the wood.
Gel fuel cans on it. You can only use propane.
Yeah. I don't get what's the problem with the gel cans. I'm still using those.
Know.
I don't give a shit. I'm still using those.
It's not like they don't produce smoke.
I'm still using the gel
cans.
The
fire won't go out of control.
No, there is no fire to go out of control. No, we're still using the gel cans.
Those were
expensive, I don't give a
though.
Shit. Well, we got a big case of them from Costco, so they were cheaper.
I think they're almost gone.
I know. There's like two left, I think.
We're not buying any more of that.
So then what am I doing with my fire pit?
Presto logs.
Oh, I don't think they'd like that. That's open burning.
Well, so is the fuel cans.
But not really. It's contained in a can. I'll just get more of the gel cans.
I don't know. The bylaws said it's pretty much only propane. Like, guy next door, he has...
Gas
line to the barbecue, right?
Oh, well, then what's the fire pit? Propane?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
You
can buy them with like propane. You put a propane canister underneath the fire pit, and that's how we fuel it.
I don't think that we can do that with ours. Ours is
not
that sophisticated.
No, it doesn't be all fancy.
It's a little hokier.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Fuck it.
I'll just use gel cans. I'll put a bunch of tea lights in there. How about that? There's no logins using tea light candles and
you're
stuff.
Right.
There we go.
You're gonna roast marshmallows over there?
I buy them. It's probably safer than the gel that we're roasting marshmallows over. All those nice chemicals.
Oh, boy.
I buy them in bulk from IKEA because they're super cheap. Just put like 100 of those tea lights in there. Do you know how long that would take to light? Oh, fuck.
You need like a flamethrower to light them all.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Or just like cover them in gasoline and throw a match at it because that's safe. But there's no law against burning candles in our fire pit.
Nope.
There we go. Just get a bunch of pillar candles then. Stick them in there. It's stupid. It's not a flame. It's a candle.
Yeah, I don't know.
I want big flamage. I don't know. Maybe we'll burn a Presto log and hope that no one notices.
What's sacrifice the dog and burn her?
No, we're not Asians. Oh, yeah, I went there.
So racist.
Never eat at a Chinese restaurant located next to
really
a pound.
Need to leave those Orientals alone.
You just said Orientals.
That was perfectly acceptable like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's not 10 years ago. And it wasn't acceptable 10 years ago.
Sure it was.
10 years ago?
Okay, 15, maybe.
Okay. 1975 called it once it's referenced back.
So are they going to rename that movie the Asian Express instead of the Orient Express?
No one fucking watches that movie anyway.
People still visit the Orient, don't they?
I don't know. No, they call
it
Asia.
The Asia.
They call it Southeast Asia or something. I don't know. I don't know because I have no desire to go over there, so I don't give a fuck what they call it because I'm not going. If I want to visit Tokyo or Japan or China or whatever, I'll just go downtown.
There's a bunch of radiation over there. You don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there. If I want to see Chinese people, I'll just go to Richmond. I'm good. No, I have no need to go to Asia, thanks.
Yeah, me neither.
Nope. Yeah. Australia can suck a nut, too. I have no desire to go to Australia.
That's not Australia. It's white people there speak English.
And they're assholes.
Nice beaches, but everything, all animals there can kill you.
Great.
The tiny little spider, brown spider can kill you.
Send your mother on the next flight.
What is with you and my mother?
She's still alive. It annoys me.
That story is yours.
At least mine's good for something.
What's that?
Money.
Yeah, on your birthday. That's part of it.
And bills. And Christmas. Yeah, mine has way much more use than yours does.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else?
No, I think we're done.
I think we've annoyed and put to sleep enough people tonight.
Yeah, we didn't fight it. We didn't fight amongst each other as much
really.
As we usually do.
Bald-headed little freak.
Yes, I am.
I was trying to incite anger.
I'm not bald.
No, balding albino.
That's for the security camera. I was looking at it, trying to test a note, like walking by it. I'm like, oh, there's my scalp. That it's one little itty-bitty spot back there.
Itty-bitty?
Itty-bitty teeny-weeny.
Are we talking about your dick now or your head? I'm trying to start a fight. I'm trying to start a fight, damn it.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing malicious to say about you.
Not on the air, but you'll do it later.
No.
You're right.
Never.
Ever.
I love you dearly, Angela.
But. Cottage cheese.
I like my cottage cheese in a bowl. Not on your thighs.
Thank you. Thank you. You finally admitted it. Saying that all those years ago.
I don't remember the last time I had a cottage cheese.
I don't cottage cheese.
I do. I enjoy it with like some fruit in it. It's pretty good.
Okay. I don't like my cheese lumpy.
I don't like my wife lumpy.
Yeah, good thing too.
Okay. We'll call it night.
See ya. Good night.
Visit
us
at... Do you even know it? Okay, here's a test. You got to recite the Twitter... And the email address.
The Twitter.
And the Facebook page.
We're on the Twitter at FD Pages. What? FD Parents.
Fuck these parents.
Yep. And Fairly Dunk Parents on Facebook. And emails at fdparents@gmail.com.
Congratulations. You win a gold stink nugget.
That means I have to sleep with you tonight, doesn't it?
Ugh.
Ugh.
Let's just hope we don't have another kid out of it.
No, you're neutered. It's fine.
Is that what Bob Barker was talking about?
Yeah. It's not the animals. It's your husbands. Make sure you neuter your fucking husbands.
Oh, boy.
Say goodnight, Frank.
No, you say goodnight.
I don't want to. Goodnight.
No, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Later, dudes.